news, the stories, the views. The Sean Reimer Show is on now.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, KTSA covered at the pro-life picket in front of the Marriott River Center yesterday, where actress Diane Keaton helped raise $400,000 for a new $5 million Planned Parenthood abortion mill here in San Antonio. 5 o'clock, a major get, Kathleen Willey, my guest, former Democrat activist who helped send Bill and Hillary Clinton to the White House. She was assaulted sexually by Bill Clinton in the Oval Office. She tells all in her book, Target, Caught in the Crosshairs of Bill and Hillary Clinton. She's written a new piece entitled, America Deserves Better Than the Clintons, referring to Hillary Clinton's aspirations to herself become the commander-in-chief. 5:30, Jeff Judson, my guest, senior fellow with the Heartland Institute, a free market think tank, about his opposition to streetcars in San Antonio. And at 6 o'clock, Ray Comfort, producer of a new movie entitled Noah, The Last Days, taking issue with the Hollywood version of Noah, starring Russell Crowe, claiming it strays far from the biblical text. And we're going to take your calls throughout. But first, I want to get to the failure of the American media to report that they themselves have been banned from this trip to China by First Lady Michelle Obama and her two daughters and her mother. Can you imagine if First Lady Laura Bush had gone overseas to China or perhaps another country, but certainly China, with her daughters and the Bush White House announced, and there will be no press allowed. We're sorry. They would be crying foul. That would be the lead portion of every single news story about Laura Bush's hypothetical trip to China, where the press had been barred. But listen to this particular clip from CBS. It was from CBS This Morning, reporter Jan Crawford, hyping, which is so ironic, Michelle Obama for promoting free speech in China. Yet Crawford of CBS never mentions that American journalists themselves are not allowed to travel with the First Lady and not allowed to express their freedom of speech and their freedom of the press. No sense of irony. Crawford touted, quote, Michelle Obama hit a hot button issue in China by praising freedom of speech in America. Listen to cut nine.
Michelle Obama hit a hot-button issue in China by praising freedom of speech in America.
My husband and I are on the receiving end of plenty of questioning and criticism from our media and our fellow citizens, and it's not always easy, but we wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. Because time and again, we have seen that countries are stronger and more prosperous when the voices of and opinions of all their citizens can be heard.
Over the weekend, the First Lady took in the Great Wall of China with daughters Malia and Sasha, an experience she blogged about on the White House website.
It is day three of our trip to China. We're still in Beijing. The length of the Great Wall of China is approximately 13,000 miles.
Can you imagine this? Here she is, refusing to allow the press to cover it. So now CBS This Morning is forced to use the WhiteHouse.gov video that she uploaded like some kind of travelogue. Well, it's day three of our trip. It's in Beijing. The length of the Great Wall of China is approximately 13,000 miles. And never, not for an instant, does Jan Crawford of CBS This Morning have the guts to say they banned American journalists who would probably be asking, hopefully, some tough questions, or at least any questions. One question would be nice. Not to be outdone, last night on NBC's Nightly News, they give a shout-out, a very nice shout-out, to First Lady Michelle Obama's trip to China. Again, another network failing on its mission without mentioning the controversy that no press contingent was allowed to accompany her and her daughters. Now, I don't have the audio on this, but here's what Brian Williams said. First Lady Michelle Obama, her mother, and both daughters continue a whirlwind tour of China, taking in the sights. They have walked along a section of the Great Wall. They have visited the incredible Terracotta Army at 6,000 strong. And the First Lady has jumped rope by local invitation. Tomorrow, They will be meeting with students. Then Wednesday, they'll visit a major panda research facility. Big A plus, big thumbs up to Brian Williams of NBC Nightly News for that investigative piece of journalism. I mean, are you kidding me? This proves, if everything else we've seen from the networks, that they are in the tank for Obama, that they are liberal through and through. When they bleed blue. That's how bad it is. And it's embarrassing. Up next, I'm going to share with you some audio from last night's conversation between David Letterman and former President Jimmy Carter about their both agreeing that there needs to be a global mandate on climate change. That's right, your beloved David Letterman is on the wrong side of this equation. Surprise, surprise. If you've ever seen him interview Bill O'Reilly of the O'Reilly Factor and Fox News Channel, you know Letterman just blows a gasket anytime there's a conservative or someone even remotely conservative on as a guest. I'm Adam McManus here on 550 KTSA at 414.
News at 55, 20, and 40 past every hour. The 550 KTSA Morning News with Trey Ware. Tomorrow morning starting at 5.
As you know, the GOP primary runoff is scheduled for May 27th. In light of that, tomorrow at 5 o'clock, I will interview both congressional candidates for the 23rd District. Kiko Canseco at 5 o'clock, Will Hurd at 5:30. That's tomorrow on the Sean Reimer Show with Adam McManus. Coming up at 5 o'clock, Kathleen Willey, my guest. That's right, the same one sexually assaulted by President Bill Clinton in the Oval Office. She's got a new book out called Target, Caught in the Crosshairs of Bill and Hillary Clinton. And she's written a piece declaring that America deserves better than the Clintons, referencing Hillary Clinton's presidential aspirations. At 5:30, we'll talk about why streetcars are a bad idea for San Antonio. And at 6, Ray Comfort, out with a new movie entitled Noah, The Last Days, takes issue with the Hollywood version of Noah, starring Russell Crowe, saying that it strays far from the biblical text. We welcome your calls throughout at 599-5555. I'm Adam McManus. You can learn more about me at my website, adammcmanus.net, mcmanus.net. You can also send me emails throughout the broadcast. Well, David Letterman interviewed President Jimmy Carter last night and used the opportunity to lobby the former president to push for greater action on climate change. Letterman gushed over how, as president, Carter had installed solar panels on the roof of the White House before asking if it will take a global mandate to do anything about climate change. And you know what that means. Let's read between the lines there. Global mandate means a forced government, a law passed by governments worldwide that if you don't use solar panels or you don't do what they want you to do, maybe drive an electric car, you will be fined, you will be penalized, you will be taxed, just as we're seeing with Obamacare. If you don't sign up for Obamacare, they've got stair-step over the next several years of taxes, penalties upwards of $100 to $500. What is interesting, both President Carter and David Letterman last night conveniently ignored the little fact that it was the Carter administration that instituted price controls, which caused the price of oil to skyrocket. It was only when President Reagan, a good conservative, ended these price controls that the price of oil and gasoline declined. Let's listen now to President Jimmy Carter on the David Letterman Show last night, urging a global mandate and what that would mean.
But now it will take a global mandate to do anything about climate change.
Well, we should. You know, I go to China every year. I normalize relations with China, and I've met with Xi Jinping 4 times. And so I go there every year. And my thinking is that the global warming is real and that the only way of ultimately to resolve it is for the United States and China to form a bilateral commitment, with the United States, a very wealthy country and so forth, and with China suffering as a developing nation with air and water pollution that's very bad, if our two great countries could get together and say, why don't we make these mutual concessions, in my opinion, Europe and the rest of the world would go along with it.
Yes. Now, do these two great countries possess this kind of wisdom?
Well, it would have to be involving some things that would be very unpopular in the United States with the Congress, like a carbon tax, a tax on carbon that we put into the air, which
there
would discourage that being done and move toward solar energy and others and the conservation of energy in all forms. But also it would result in the more efficient automobiles, more efficient house insulation, more efficient refrigerators and stoves and so forth. And I think an effort both to produce alternative matters of energy, sources of energy, and also to conserve what we don't need.
And the countries that would do that, China, the United States, or whomever, would be heroes, really, wouldn't they?
They would be heroes, really, wouldn't they? No. A carbon tax? A tax to drive your car? Are you kidding me? But Letterman jumped on the Carter global climate mandate bandwagon last night and didn't ask one tough question of the Democrat, not surprisingly. He never does. And proves himself to be a Carter sycophant. I mean, come on. After everything that Jimmy Carter did to this country and Ronald Reagan pulled it back to some level of hope where it was morning again in America, we're actually going to hold up Jimmy Carter as some kind of paragon of public policy common sense? I don't think so. Now, in terms of audio, there is one more clip I want to share with you here on the Sean Rimas Show. I'm Adam McManus on 550 KTSA, and that is the left-wing spin of CBS This Morning by co-host Gail King on the Obamacare contraception abortifacient mandate being challenged in the Supreme Court today. Hobby Lobby and a cabinet-making company pushing back on that. Oral arguments were heard this very morning. But she pretty much parrots the Monday New York Times description of the case, a false framing of the issue as a woman's access to contraception against a company's religious freedom. Remember, I think out of about 16 contraceptive devices, Hobby Lobby and the cabinet maker only object to two of them, Plan B, which is the morning after pill, and Ella, which is the week after pill, both of which have led to killing a child that's already been conceived. It's not about blocking the ability to conceive. It's about killing the baby after it's already been conceived. That's the difference. Here is that report.
The Supreme Court hears arguments this morning in one of the most closely watched cases of the year. It pits the rights of a woman's access to contraception against a company's religious freedom.
Women's rights groups and doctors say the cases are about women's health. Jean Connery is president of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists.
As a physician, I need a number of ways to treat women and treat them appropriately. And I don't need an employer coming into my exam room and telling me how to treat a patient.
Interestingly, NBC's Today Show and ABC's Good Morning America accurately reported this case this morning that the legal battle was about the Obama administration trying to force employers to pay for contraceptive services like abortifacients that violate their religious beliefs. Thumbs down on CBS This Morning and Gail King and Jan Crawford. I'm Adam McManus in for Sean Rima here on 550 KTSA. Adam McManus in for Sean Rima today through Thursday, 4 to 7. Coming up at 5 o'clock, Kathleen Willey. That's right, the same former Democrat activist who was sexually assaulted by then-President Bill Clinton in the Oval Office. She's got a new book out called Target, Caught in the Crosshairs of Bill and Hillary Clinton. And a new column today declaring that America deserves better than the Clintons in terms of Hillary's presidential aspirations. Then at 5:30, why I think we should oppose streetcars in San Antonio. My guest, Jeff Judson, senior fellow with the Heartland Institute. And at 6 o'clock, Ray Comfort with his analysis of the Hollywood Noah movie starring Russell Crowe, claiming it strays far from the biblical text. We welcome your calls throughout at 599-5555. Perhaps you saw the story on the front page of the San Antonio Express News this morning. Clinic would meet new rules. Plan for SA site follows closings across Texas. This is a story that KTSA reported thanks to Johnny Shannon's work. He went down there and interviewed a number of the protesters gathered outside the Planned Parenthood fundraiser luncheon at the Marriott River Center, where actress Diane Keaton was the featured speaker. They raised $400,000 yesterday for a $5 million new San Antonio-based Planned Parenthood abortion mill. Now, this is the same Planned Parenthood that has killed over 4 million preborn babies, the same Planned Parenthood that has killed 5,871 innocent human beings every week. Did you know that one out of every four abortions is committed in a Planned Parenthood facility? They call abortion reproductive rights, but no one, in my view, has the right to kill a child. And they do it at taxpayer expense, no less. Planned Parenthood collected $349 million in government grants and contracts dating back to 2008, the most recent year that we have figures for, and at the end of that year had $85 million in profits. So when Jeffrey Hans, the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of South Texas, talks about how horrible it is that some abortion mills have been shut down, had to close their doors because they could not abide by the new pro-life law that was passed in last year's Texas legislature that would require, for example, an abortionist to have visiting privileges within 30 miles of a hospital. He says this: for those women who will have to scrape together the money for the bus ride from the Rio Grande Valley or Odessa or San Angelo, we will be there for her. Really, he could care less about the women because, number one, he exploits them. He makes money off of them, hundreds and hundreds of dollars per woman that gets an abortion. They're not giving away abortions. They are making money hand over fist, getting taxpayer money and coming at millions of dollars in profit ahead of the game. I want to welcome your calls on this at 599-5555. One of the people at the pro-life picket out in front of the Marriott River Center, as Diane Keaton, a woman known for her family movie, most perhaps notably Father of the Bride, was decidedly anti-family in terms of helping them raise $400,000 yesterday. And by the way, toward that $5 million goal, they've already raised $3.5 million at Planned Parenthood of South Texas. Here's Sylvia, cut four.
Why I'm here this morning and why I take the time out is that we need to stand up firm that in our commitment that San Antonio does not tolerate abortion. And we've got to keep fighting. We've got to keep standing up. A lot of people don't realize that this city has several abortion mills that are very active. And today we've gathered here outside the Marriott again because Planned Parenthood's having their annual luncheon fundraiser. And people don't realize how much goes on in this city to keep promoting abortion. But this is a city of San Antonio, St. Anthony. We do not tolerate abortion.
Mike Nufke said this yesterday in front of the Marriott River Center.
The message is that Planned Parenthood does one of two things. They dispense contraceptives and they kill babies. That's the message. And in here is Diane Keaton, and they'll do whatever they can to get the famous to come out here and raise money for them. Diane Keaton, unfortunately, she made most of her money off of two films that depict the family, Mother of the Bride, and I forget the name of the other one. It's sad, but clearly she is pro-abortion. And people think that Planned Parenthood does other things. They think they do something good. And other than those two things, they don't do anything good. And the federal funds are funding it.
Oddly enough, Diane Keaton didn't really want to talk about abortion. I mean, here she is helping to raise $400,000 to raise money to kill more babies of San Antonians, primarily Hispanic and black babies, I might add. And her range of topics, according to the San Antonio Express news article by Melissa Fletcher Stolge, was, what is beauty? What is love? What does it mean to grow old? Well, I guess the babies that are killed daily by Planned Parenthood, 5,800 weekly, will never know the answer to that question. What is beauty? What is love? What does it mean to grow old? The 68-year-old Oscar winner skirted close to the controversy, according to the Express news piece, when discussing her own decision to delay parenthood until the ripe old age of 50, when she adopted a baby girl named Dexter, who's now 18, and a son, Duke, who's now 13. And this is what she said. You don't want to bring a baby into this world unless they're cared for, thought about, and nurtured. It's a huge commitment. That's why I love this organization, Planned Parenthood. Now, I would say this. Even if a woman has a child, has conceived a child, perhaps outside of wedlock, or perhaps even doesn't feel like they have the resources within marriage to provide for another child, whether it be her third, fourth, fifth, what have you, there are 2 million couples every year who desperately want to adopt. My bride Amy and I were in that very place not too long ago after we had gone through an ectopic pregnancy where our child was developing unbeknownst to us in her right fallopian tube, and the next thing I knew, she was on the floor, white as a ghost, in terrible pain, and I rushed her to the emergency room. And sadly, we lost our baby, and thankfully, Amy's life was spared. And then we got pregnant again, and we had a miscarriage of identical twins. We became aware of a young girl here in San Antonio who was pregnant outside of wedlock, whom we knew mutually, and asked if she would be open to placing her child for adoption through her mother, and she said yes, and today my 4-year-old son, Honor, is, the apple of our eye. You can see a picture of him and the whole family at my website at adammcmanus.net, MCMANUS.net. And subsequently, we got pregnant again and were able to have a child, a daughter who's now 2.5, named Mercy. But don't tell me that a child is not wanted. It may not be wanted by his or her own biological mother, but that child is wanted by somebody. Somebody is willing to give that child a life. And how odd that Diane Keaton adopted her own 2 children, Dexter and Duke, who are now 18 and 13, and she doesn't see the absolute irony of her advocating for the importance of caring for, thinking about, and nurturing children that she chose to adopt, and yet she doesn't want to give other families that same blessing for women that might want to place their children up for adoption. And then she says this is why she loves this organization. This is why you should hate Planned Parenthood. Phone number, if you'd like to sound off, is 599-5555. That's 599-5555. I'm Adam McManus in for Sean Reima on 550 KTSA.
San Antonio's news, traffic, and severe weather station. News Talk 550 KTSA.
Coming up tomorrow on the Sean Reima Show with Adam McManus in the 5 o'clock hour, 2 candidates in the GOP congressional primary runoff for the 23rd district. That vote is coming up May 27th. Kiko Canseco joins me at 5 o'clock. Will Hurd joins me at 5:30. Coming up today, though, at 5, Kathleen Willey, the same Kathleen Willey who served as a volunteer in the White House, sexually assaulted by then-President Bill Clinton in the Oval Office. She has a new piece out declaring that America deserves better than the Clintons. 5:30, why streetcars in San Antonio are a terrible idea. We'll talk to Jeff Judson. And at 6 o'clock, why the new movie Noah, starring Russell Crowe, the blockbuster set to hit the silver screen this Friday, March 28th, is a disaster in terms of any sense of integrity in terms of the biblical text. I'll talk to Ray Comfort, producer of a new movie of his own entitled Noah, The Last Days, which you might want to check out at his website, noahthemovie.com. However, I've been talking since the bottom of the hour here on 550 KTSA about the front page cover story in the San Antonio Express News about the fundraiser that Planned Parenthood of South Texas held yesterday at the Marriott River Center with actress Diane Keaton, Oscar Award winner, who helped them raise $400,000 toward a $5 million abortion mill that will be here in San Antonio. Already they've raised $3.5 million toward that expense. There was a pro-life picket out in front, and maybe you saw that picture or saw it on the news last night. We want to feature some more of the audio that Johnny Shannon of the KTSA news team picked up for the radio station and featured in part yesterday. Phone number, if you'd like to weigh in, is 599-5555. That's 599-5555. Here is a quote from Patrick Von Dolan, who was out there.
They need to know that every human life is valuable, and that we're out here promoting a message that of the dignity of human life, including all the people that are walking in this building in the Marriott River Center who are going to support Planned Parenthood, the abortuary Planned Parenthood, in some way, shape, or form. And that in that way, every life is valuable, especially the 63% of blacks and brown children that are killed in the womb every year in Texas. And so this particular sign, abortion is the evil tool of black genocide, is very important because and very critical because people need to know that the majority of the people walking in the Marriott River Center to support Planned Parenthood, the abortuary of Planned Parenthood right now, are over the age of 65 and mostly white. And the people receiving the reproductive health services from Planned Parenthood abortuaries, like on Babcock, are predominantly black and brown young girls. And so it is a form of racism, and it's a form of racial eugenics. So the whites are coming in and giving the money. The blacks and browns are the ones having their babies terminated, and abortion hurts those women who have them. It has a direct link to breast cancer. One of the things we're concerned about is their own health, and so abortion is not good for women, whether they're born or unborn.
You're not going to hear that kind of quote on in traditional media, I'll tell you that. Melissa Fletcher Stolge, who was for a time a very left-wing columnist for the San Antonio Express News until they cut back and she went back to being just a reporter, has advocated for abortion over the years in the Express News, and here she is writing this this front-page story, and no real substantial reference in any way to the pro-life picketers out in front. She just reported on what was happening inside as if everything was fine and dandy. Unbelievably, Jeffrey Hans, the CEO of Planned Parenthood of South Texas, actually stated, we are pro-child. We are pro-family. How can you get away with saying that when you kill 5,871 babies every week? How is that pro-child? How is that pro-family? One out of every four abortions committed in the Planned Parenthood abortion mill. And what Patrick Von Dolan pointed out there is really very disturbing indeed, the racist element to abortion. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, actually recruited black pastors, unbelievably, called the Negro Project, to convince their own members of their churches that it was the right and even godly thing to do to kill your baby. 63% of all the babies killed in Texas today by abortion are black or Hispanic. And yet the people that were showing up to open their wallets and give $400,000 last night at the Marriott River Center to hear Diane Keaton blather on were over 65, over 50, and white. If that's not a disturbing picture and something the Express News failed to mention in any way, I don't know what is. I'm disturbed by it. I hope you're disturbed by it. And to top it all off, it's not just about private money. Planned Parenthood collected $349 million in taxpayer funds and contracts in 2008. So this is all about your tax money being used to kill babies. It's not just about private donations. I'm Adam McManus, in for Sean Reimer. Up next, Kathleen Willey, about why Hillary Clinton's bad news for America.